The weekend that was saw a little bit of action. Chest Puff Thursday saw one incident at the end of the night where someone threw something at a passing vehicle and the occupants pulled up and charged the guy standing at the taxi rank opposite Night Owl. There was a bit of yelling, followed by some chest puffing, before everyone went their separate ways. Friday fight night started off early with an interesting road rage incident in Keene Street. A guy on a bicycle somehow got into an altercation with a guy in a ute. The bicycle rider was yelling for the driver to stop and get out. The driver hit the brakes and accelerated a few times, almost causing the bicycle rider to run into the back of him. He then stopped and got out. The guy on the bicycle jumped off his bike and dropped it. He was backing off with the driver yelling abuse at him. The driver then grabbed hold of the bicycle rider, placing him in an interesting chokehold. The police appeared on the scene and the fight was quickly stopped. The police had a word to both guys before letting them go. Later in the night saw the police pounce on a guy drinking alcohol on the street. They took it off him and moved him on. A couple of groups were then seen hanging around in the streets. They hassled a few people, but moved on without causing a major problem. Saturday night saw one incident reported where a guy received a few punches to the head opposite Night Owl, but avoided a more serious confrontation. His friends moved quickly to help him, but were not required. He was the bigger man and walked away from the altercation. Over the weekend, police reported various incidents. These included a number of people being charged with drink driving offences. With 9 people being charged, many with middle range readings, it seems the message is just not getting through. Drink responsibly and do not put your life or the life of others in danger by driving. Police reported an aggravated break in a Nando at a service station in Woodlark Street. When they say aggravated, they mean there were occupants on the premises during the crime. 2 men kicked through a glass panel and climbed through. The occupant took refuge in an upstairs office and called police. The offenders damaged the register when they could not gain access. Police arrived and caught both men after they were said to resist arrest before being handcuffed and conveyed to the police station. A 31 and a 41-year-old man were charged with various offences, including malicious damage and resisting arrest. There was also a break and enter at the Bridge Street Art Gallery. Some small items were taken. It would be nice if these could be returned. Police have also gone to considerable effort releasing CCTV images to identify a man who may be able to assist them with their inquiries in relation to a broken window at one of the licensed premises. A link to these images will be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. I lost the plot a bit late on Saturday after finding out the police have been hassling the club's security to move patrons on quickly in the street and also told a busker they were not allowed to play after 3 a.m. There is no legal support for either of these directions. It seems the police are yet again using their tactic of restricting trade to make their jobs easier. This is a completely inappropriate way to deal with people who are not doing anything wrong and who may be potential patrons of small business operators who certainly need all the business they can get during these tough economic times. I tried to get on to senior police all day on Monday to try to address the problem without success. I will try again during the week and rant more about this next week. This is River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob bringing you Big Rob's Rant.